I'm Dawn Morgan with a special news report. Live on the phone with me right now, calling from the road, where he has been involved and is involved in a series of local appearances and town hall meetings and such. U.S. Congressman Steve Pearce, our representative on Capitol Hill, with some important news fresh from Washington. And you are hearing it first on KZOR, Kix 103 and KPZA Radio in Hobbs.
Just got breaking news from Washington. The office called. Fish and Wildlife Service has decided a complete withdrawal of the lizard from the endangered species list, and it was 100% win for us out here. They decided that the voluntary efforts that have been put up were the move forward, that they can't continue to have these contentious listings that cost jobs and economy. And so just a great win. Everybody in Lee County, everybody in Eddy County, Chavez County, and West Texas pulled together, put our best information out there, and I believe we just had a great success, a great win.
And what do you think will mean, you know, what does this mean specifically for oil and gas and other business interests for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas?
It means that we'll continue operating the way that we have in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, the sad thing is that the voluntary efforts have been going forward for 6 years. It was just that Washington got involved and decided from there that they would put the lizard on the endangered species list, regardless of what was happening. The BLM in New Mexico was just, they said it was like a slap in the face because the efforts had been so well orchestrated over the last 6 years. So it means we just continue doing business the way that we have been.
Okay, which means, you know, conserving these particular species, but not to the point that it puts economies, jobs, and people at risk, right?
That's exactly right. I think every single one of us realize that we want to preserve species, that we want our environment clean. But what we've been saying on the conservative side is that we can do both. And Washington Fish and Wildlife Service decided this morning that we have been doing both. It was just a dramatic, in my mind, landmark decision, because they've decided so many times in the past to list a species as endangered, and local jobs just decimated and killed. And we use the example of the timber industry and across the country, and especially in New Mexico. We use the example of the San Joaquin Valley, where 23,000 local jobs are killed because of the listing of a Delta smelt. And so this is so much more pragmatic and practical, and it's going to be much more effective. The endangered species listing has only really succeeded 1% of the time. 13 out of 1,300 species have been recovered. Let's do it a better way that protects local custom and culture and jobs and preserves the species. And so you're exactly right. That's how we're moving forward.
Thank you, Congressman.
Always nice talking to you. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
The announcement by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service follows more than a year of protests, rallies, and political wrangling by extreme conservationists on one side and conservative groups concerned about the economic effects, particularly in the oil and gas industry, of listing the lizard as endangered. Again, in breaking news from Washington, D.C., as reported by New Mexico Representative Steve Pearce, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is not going to list the dune sagebrush lizard as endangered or threatened. I'm Dawn Morgan for KZOR, Kix 103 and KPZA News.